Hey guys, Laura here from What Laura Likes. I'm so excited about today because today we are talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is minimalism. So whether minimalism is a word that excites you and gets you wanting to kind of clean out your house, or perhaps it's a word that gives you a little bit of trepidation, maybe you associate it with stark walls and colorless furniture. Either way, please stay tuned and hear what I have to say, because my belief is that all Catholics are called to at least a certain level of minimalism.
Welcome to What Laura Likes, the podcast that helps you pursue the narrow path. Here you can find content regarding Catholicism, both for those new to the faith, as well as those of you looking to go deeper. You will also find content on the vocation of marriage, including motherhood and homeschooling. This audio is from my winter 2022 YouTube season. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episode, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show.
So what does minimalism have to do with seeking the narrow path? Well, actually, quite a bit, because you may or may not know that we are stewards of what God has given us. Nothing is ours. We don't own anything. It's all God's. And so whatever God has blessed us with, we have the responsibility to take care of and also to share with those who are in need. And so if we have not gone through our stuff in a while, if perhaps we have a little bit of excess from Christmas or, you know, birthdays, or just we haven't moved in 10 years and so we don't know what's in the basement or attic or closets, now is the time to perhaps make a commitment to go through your things with an eye towards bringing honor and glory to God. Let's talk about what spurred on this video, this episode, because this is both a video and a podcast, which is pretty exciting. And that is, I am rereading the book, Not of This World, A Catholic Guide to Minimalism by Sterling Jaquith. And I will, of course, link that down below. I think every Catholic should read this book. It does a really good job of quoting scripture and tying in our walk with God and our walk with material items and stuff. It can be complicated, right? It can be like, well, what do we do? Do we ask what sparks joy? Do we only keep four forks? Like, where is this line and what does it look like as a Catholic to be a minimalist? And so Sterling Jaquith does a really good job of kind of going through, you know, what we have and need to serve, love, and know God, and then perhaps what we're just hanging on to because it represents perhaps our ideal self, or what we want to maybe do in the future, or a someday maybe, or a what if scenario, or perhaps we're hanging on to something out of fear or guilt. And those are not, in my opinion, Anna Sterling's, good enough reasons to hang on to items. Because the thing is that the more we own, the more burdened and the more we are attached to this world. There is a reason why so many holy orders require a vow of poverty, right? Jesus Christ didn't own things. He walked, he said he didn't even have a place to lay his head. I'm not saying that we're all called to that level of poverty, but it is something to think about. When we look around our homes, do we have enough or do we have an excess? So personally, I am taking February, March, and up until Easter through Lent to go through my items drawer by drawer, cupboard by cupboard, room by room, and really get a sense of what do I own? What do I own? We're not talking about husbands and kids here. What do I own? What do I have control of? And what can I let go of in order to feel lighter and to be more free to do the things I really, truly value and want to do in this life? I think that this time of year is a great time. We're about to enter into Lent in a few weeks. And I think there's something really beautiful regarding this turnover with the season as we gear up towards spring, but also regarding gearing up towards these big holidays of Easter and the Easter season, right? Easter's not just one day. And also when we look forward to the next Advent and the Christmas season that follows Advent. So if you can kind of get your wrap your head around your cleaning and your organizing into these buckets of time in our that the church gives us and in her wisdom, I think that's a beautiful way to add liturgical living with our homemaking. So what are some questions we can ask ourselves when it comes to our things as we're going through drawers or cupboards or, you know, all the different areas of our homes, garages, tool sheds, gardening sheds. I mean, there's lots of places we kind of stick things. And it's easy to think, oh, well, that's just an extra spoon or that's just an extra shovel. But really, when you start going through this process, you're going to realize that even those little items here or there, kind of like how a little bit of change scattered around the house could actually come up with like $20, a little bit of items here and there actually weigh you down quite a bit, and letting go of even one thing is really freeing. Okay, so what questions can we ask as we go through this process? One, when was the last time I used this item? If it's not been in the last year, you can probably safely get rid of it because we've gone through four seasons and maybe it's something you haven't worn. It's a kitchen item you haven't used, even though you thought you would. It's a picture you didn't hang up with since you last moved into your new house. Things that are in back of the closets that you haven't, you know, touched in over a year. When you start going through things, those are items that you probably can let go of unless they're sentimental. Always leave sentimental items to the end because you gotta kind of work your letting go muscle first. Another question you can ask is, if this item spontaneously combusted, would I miss it? I love this question. This came from the minimalists, Josh and Ryan. I'm a huge fan of them. I actually saw them live in Portland, and their documentary, Minimalism, is what started my minimalism journey. Oh my goodness. I love that documentary. They miss God completely, but I'm going to put some resources down below of different books, videos, websites, YouTubers that you can watch and listen to help you kind of get your minimalism juices flowing and inspire you to let go of your things so that you focus more on what is important, which is Christ and our vocation, God and our vocation. Okay. So if it's spontaneously combusted, these are great questions regarding guilt items. Like, if you have this weird vase that someone gave you and you've been sticking it in the back of your cupboard and keeping it for 10 years and you're just like, it just, every time you look at it, you're like, oh, it's so ugly. I'm never going to use that vase. But my mom gave it to me. So, and then, you know, if it's spontaneously combusted, it'd be like, whew, so glad that thing's gone. It's time to let that go. The giving of gifts has all these weird emotions to it, doesn't it? But here's the thing about gift giving. If someone is giving out of a sense of charity and not out of a sense of manipulation, they are not going to care what you do with the gift. The joy and the love was in the giving. The thoughtfulness, the thought that was put into the joy, into the gift. Especially if somebody was taking the time to think about who you are and what you like, and then they went and made some effort in searching the item down. If in 6 months they visit your home and they go, where's that thing I bought you? Then you probably know that their gift giving was somehow not completely selfless. And that's on them, that's not on you. So every time I give a gift, I have to be okay with that person within days or minutes letting it go, right? Because my gift giving was in the effort, was in the doing with either what God asked or what I felt would bless that person. But then they have the free will to do whatever they want. Okay, so have you used it here? What happens if it's spontaneously combusted? How many of these items do I have? Now, we have a lot of throw blankets, and I have never actually gathered them up and counted them, but there's quite a bit for the four of us. How many blankets does the family of four need? I mean, I would argue actually more than four, because we layer them up when people sleep at our home as a comforter, and the kids like to make forts with them. So as long as they're all being utilized, I don't have a problem with having eight blankets. But if I had 20 blankets, that might be like, okay, I could give some of these to somebody who actually maybe needs a blanket. Same with pillows, same with sheets. It seems like linens are something we can end up with too many of as we change out for fresher linens, we change out for the seasons, or perhaps our decor changes. So as long as we're buying new things, the idea is really, can I let go of something as I bring something new in order to keep things in a manageable and realistic level? So those are just a few questions you can ask. I do have a blog post. You may want to pop over there and read through it. It's not very long. It does have some good questions in there, as well as all the resources I was talking about, different minimalists to follow and to gain some encouragement, motivation, and inspiration from. So what about when you own a lot of things, but they're being utilized for a purpose? For example, I'm a homeschooler. Now, if you are a homeschooler, you know that homeschooling can come, doesn't have to, but it can come with a lot of items, with lots of books, with paper and art supplies and resources and so many items. Now, one thing I do to keep myself from being overwhelmed is I will box up the items that we are not utilizing in this season in life. It's actually one of the strategies that the minimalists use, is that if you're unsure of an item, you're not sure if you want to get rid of it or not, box it up, write a date on it, and check it on that date. Maybe it's 3 months from now, maybe it's 6 months from now. Depends on how much space you have in your home, I guess. But if you don't open the box by that date, then you know that probably you don't need anything in that box and you can just let it go. So that's a good one to use for homeschooling. But you know, homeschooling does have items. And so as long as you have a container to contain that item in, then I would argue you're okay. And you can still be a minimalist with a book collection. It's just that the collection, it needs to not be for just collecting's sake, out of some kind of usefulness. And Father Ripperger actually talks about this regarding gluttony. And he was talking about how, you know, we can be gluttonous with our items, and that kind of goes hand in hand with what we're talking about here. One of the important things to me is to have a Catholic library, because I'm raising Catholic children. My husband and I are both Catholic, and these books and resources feed our souls. I go back to the same ones again and again. There's a certain level of usefulness in keeping these items for the long haul. The other side of this is that you can't get Catholic books from a library very easily, and so if it's a book that, you know, you really feel strongly about owning and reading, don't just own it and never touch it. It's easy to do, but especially with $5 sales, right? I'm like, ooh, I can grab up all the books. But really, make sure you're owning books that you're reading and or using as a resource. Otherwise, I would argue you probably could let them go, because again, we don't want to own things for our ideal self. Like, my ideal Catholic self reads all sorts of intellectual books, but do I actually sit down and read a bunch of hard intellectual Catholic books? No, I don't. I prefer reading books by the saints, because that is what I have time for in this season of life. And so it's not hurting anything to have them sit on a shelf. But again, let's try to buy things that we're going to use for today, because we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. And that's the last thing I want to say, wrapping this up, is that the next book I read after Minimalism, Not of This World, about being a Catholic, I read The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning. And so that's kind of the other flip side of being a good steward, is that not only are we letting go of the items that we don't need so we can bless other people, we don't want to own so many things that if and when we pass, we know we're going to pass someday, right? But it could be sooner or later, and we don't want to leave our family with this huge burden of things that we don't know what to do with, because we have not gone through our items ourselves. I think as Catholics, we have a responsibility to know what we own and to be accountable for every single item that we own. And so I hope that this video, this talk, gave you some encouragement to start going through your own things. It doesn't have to be commerie. It doesn't have to be pulling out all your clothes and throwing them on the bed. Even though I do argue that that is a really handy way to go through your clothes, because it shows you how much you have. Same with a lot of the ways she does things. Don't go and thank your clothes and do weird stuff like that. But putting all your items together into a big pile, books, clothes, and those kinds of things, kitchen items, it can be a really big eye-opener to realize, wow, I have 20 cups. How many cups does a family of four actually need? You know, I have 20 mugs. Why do I have 20 mugs? Can I have 5 mugs? Can I get away with that? So just, you know, things again, so that we can bless other people with our excess. So let's pray an Ave Maria, as we always do, to ask Mother Mary to help guide us in our lives, making sure that we own what we need and what is for the glory of God, and being okay and trusting God enough to let go of the excess. And so, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae, Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching or listening. Comment down below and let me know where you are with minimalism. Is it something you've put your feet into? Are you a full-blown minimalist? I didn't get a chance to really talk about like Catholic art and things like that, but I think I address it in my blog post. So I will link my blog post down below as well as in the description and things like that. Just know that this is a journey and it looks different for every single person. So even though I identify as a minimalist, someone may walk into my home and say, oh no, there's no way. It's a very unique walk for each of us and we all have a different level that we're called to. So your home is not gonna look like my home and vice versa. But again, as long as we are walking with Christ and telling him daily, thy will be done, and willing to listen to what he calls us to, we will all do just fine.
Thanks for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. For more like this, head over to my YouTube channel, What Laura Like. Be sure to subscribe, review this podcast, follow me on Instagram, and visit my website, whatlauralikes.com, for more info about what I do. Until next time, continue to know, love, and serve God. Pax Christi.